Welcome to the August 2015 podcast for Neurosurgical Focus. I'm Natalie Pincham. The August issue is on the topic of intradural spinal tumours. In this podcast, topic editor Dr. Daniel Drazin of the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, Los Angeles, California, speaks with Dr. François Porcher of the Schulthess Clinic, Zurich, Switzerland. They discuss Dr. Porcher and colleagues' article, Assessment of Outcome in Patients Undergoing Surgery for Intradural Spinal Tumor Using the Multidimensional Patient-Rated Core Outcome Measures Index and the Modified McCormick Scale.
Hello, I'm Dr. Daniel Drazin from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. I am doing the Neurosurgical Focus podcast for August 2015. The issue is entitled Intradural Spinal Tumors. The August 2015 issue of Neurosurgical Focus features 18 original research and review articles which explore new advances in the field of intradural spinal tumor surgery. This is the first time in 12 years that an issue of Neurosurgical Focus has focused on tumors of the spine. The papers presented include a wide range of topics, carefully selected to be of interest and practical importance to those who treat intradural tumors. The editors for this issue included some of the experts in the field of intradural tumor surgery, and they included Dr. Zia Gokoslin, Dr. Ehudi Mendel, and Dr. J. Patrick Johnson, and myself. There were many excellent articles. We chose the article entitled The Assessment of Outcome in Patients Undergoing Surgery for Intradural Spinal Tumors Using the Multidimensional Patient-Rated Core Outcome Measures Index and the McCormick Scale as our podcast selection. We are fortunate to have Dr. François Porcher here from Switzerland on the phone for this podcast. Dr. Porcher, to start us off, can you please describe the patient-rated core outcome measures index?
Hello. Thank you for this kind invitation. I'm happy to be part of this podcast. My name is François Porcher, and I work in the Schulthess Clinic in Zurich, Switzerland, a specialized neurosurgical department for spine. And so for the first question, the COMI is a short multidimensional outcome instrument with excellent psychometric properties used in monitoring the outcome of spinal surgery from the patient's perspective. The items that it contains were first described in the literature in 1998 for use in individuals with back pain. The COMI has one question each on back pain intensity, leg buttock pain intensity, function, symptom-specific well-being, general health, quality of life, work, disability, and social disability, and is scored as 1 to 10 index. The questionnaires has been found to be feasible to implement on a prospective basis in routine practices and is as responsive as many longer spine outcome questionnaires. The shortness of the COMI and its multidimensional nature make it an attractive option to comprehensively assess all patients within a given spine center and hence avoid selection bias in reporting outcomes. The COMI questionnaire is filled in by the patient independently prior to surgery and at different time points during follow-up, typically at 3 months, 12 months, and 24 months postoperatively. For specific spinal condition, it has been shown to be as responsive as condition-specific instruments, such as, for example, the Swiss Spinal Stenosis Measure for stenosis and the Scoliosis Research Society questionnaire for adult deformity.
Excellent, thank you. In terms of the subscales of the COMI, is there one subsection that is most relevant to the intradural spine tumor population?
In our opinion, all subscales are of great importance. Having just one item per domain renders the COMI much shorter than comparable outcome measures, while still allowing a multidimensional assessment. The questions regarding work and social activity give a particularly good indication of outcome in relation to the patient's ability to function in everyday life, also for tumor patients.
Excellent. As I was preparing for this podcast, I did a small query on the National Library of Medicine, and I didn't find any studies using the COMI for spine tumor population. Is this the first study of its kind?
Correct. To our knowledge, this is the first study to date in which the COMI has been used to assess the outcome of a specific spine tumor population.
And so for this issue of Neurosurgical Focus, many other authors have used other scales, such as the McCormick scale, the tennis pain scale, even the ASIA score. And as we've been focusing on this patient-rated scale, it begs the question, you know, do you use this scale for all your spine patients, and how long have you been using the scale for?
Yes, that's right. We use the COMI questionnaire in every single spine patient in our department before and after surgery to measure the outcome and quality of treatment. We really believe in patient-rated outcome measures because, in our opinion, the patient should be the ultimate judge of outcome in relation to domains that are most relevant to him and her. We use the questionnaire together with the surgeon's documentation as part of the Eurospine Tango registry.
And how long have you been part of this registry?
We have been part of this registry since 2004 for degenerative diseases, deformity, trauma, and tumor. Our experience is that patients are happy to complete the form as they are short and easy to understand. And for the patient, it is an additional way of telling the doctor and the medical team what he and she feels and what he is thinking of the treatment. We mail the questionnaire to our patients so he can complete the document at home.
Fascinating. Most of my colleagues use the McCormick scale for tumors, and I noticed that you compared the two and were able to correlate some findings. Can you talk about some of your study findings?
We also use a McCormick scale for all the tumor patients, but in our study, both the McCormick scale and the COMI scale indicated an improvement in symptoms at a 12-month follow-up. However, the COMI scale was able to detect significant improvement of symptoms in certain subscales and the overall score just 3 months after surgery, at which point the McCormick scale was not showing any change. So it seems it is more sensitive over time.
And that's important for this, especially this population. So that's really helpful. Thank you. As we are in the age of meta-analyses, it is very important to compare studies that evaluate functional outcomes. That being said, what scales does your team recommend that correlate with the COMI?
That's a very interesting question. First, outcome in spinal tumor surgery is or was often measured in terms of the type and severity of neurological deficits and therefore was typically rated by the examiner, most of the time the surgeon. We believe and think we have partially shown in our study that the ability of the patient to function in everyday life is at least as appropriate in terms of outcome. And this is something the patient can tell us himself. Furthermore, it probably has a greater impact on outcome than the improvement of a single neurological deficit that maybe didn't even bother the patient too much.
Okay, that's true.
Maybe summarizing, our opinion is that the patient rating outcome should be the gold standard of outcome measurement. It is difficult to compare the COMI, which we have used for the first time in spinal tumor surgery, we have to tell you, but to other outcome scales, as they have not previously been used in spinal tumor surgery. It might be an idea to use different types of established patient-rated outcome measurements on spinal tumor patients to find out which one best suits this patient group.
Right. Speaking of those other scales that you've mentioned, what other scales do you consider to be important or that you may include in the future? For example, the EuroQOL 5-dimension or the JOA or the Roland Morris Disability Questionnaire or the Oswestry Disability Index?
Yes. First, I think we should emphasize that a single item on COMI are all strongly correlated with these longer instruments. Let's say the single COMI item on quality of life correlates strongly with a full-length quality of life questionnaire. And the single COMI item of back-related function correlates strongly with the Roland Morris, or the ODI. And the whole multidimensional COMI correlates with the whole multidimensional SSM score. Hence, we don't feel we are missing any important information by not using these fuller-length instruments. The COMI is as responsive as these longer questionnaires and is able to detect clinical change when it has occurred. Of course, to cover all corners, one might want to use a longer, more questionnaire to obtain a full picture of the patient's outcome. However, this can represent a burden to both the patient and the medical team. We therefore feel that more and more questionnaire would lead to a high loss to follow up or less consistent and precise answering of the questions. Certainly in terms of spine registry, our opinion is that concentrating on a small set of brief patient and surgeon-rated outcome tools is the best approach, and our experience shows that people are prepared to complete the questionnaire as long as they can be done in an acceptable period of time. At the end of the day, this is why we use Spine Tango follow-up questionnaire for the surgeon-rated outcome and the COMI for patient-rated outcome. Other questionnaires or outcome measures can, of course, be used in specific research projects on limited patient group, depending on a specific research question.
It seems all these scales out there were mainly developed for low back pain and, as you said, degenerative diseases. And is there a reason to make a new tumor-specific scale for the spine?
Yes, developed mainly the COMI for low back pain but other scales also. But the COMI appears to behave surprisingly well in tumor patients too. It would be nice to have a specific patient-rated tumor questionnaire, but this would be difficult to validate because of the few patients every center has. An improvement to the current COMI might be to add a subscale to assess neurological deficits and they will evaluate whether such an instrument would be more responsive than the actual generic COMI questionnaire.
Sounds good. Well, we should be tidying up soon, but, it's really wonderful speaking with you. I was curious, are there other areas of research your team is conducting with regards to spinal oncology? And should we anticipate more papers from your team in this area?
Not really directly with spinal oncology, but we have a lot of experience with multimodal intraoperative monitoring or electrophysiological assisted surgery for spine patients and also for patients with deformity and tumor pathologies. So preoperative and intraoperative electrophysiological measurements as a predictors of surgical outcome and patient-rated outcome is something we are currently looking into.
That's fascinating. So the preoperative is done how soon before surgery?
We usually try to do it, 2 weeks before surgery, closest to the surgery to have the baseline, and then during surgery and maybe 3 months afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, because I could think of definitely some spinal tumor patients of ours that, you know, sometimes that their exam changes kind of frequently and that may actually push the surgery date up sooner. So I was curious how that would work for your study, but maybe more emergent cases would be excluded or have be separate, or because the baseline would probably be way different than the intra-op.
Yeah, that's correct. Certainly, if you are pushed by the deterioration of the neurological problem, then the baseline is probably different, and so you are pushed to do it urgently.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with the podcast listeners today?
No, I'm very happy that our study was well appreciated, and I hope that other centers try to also use the COMI scale compared to other scales and that we have a nice group to compare with.
Yeah, I hope so too. Look forward to that. Okay. Well, thank you again for participating in this podcast, and thank you for all the listeners who were able to partake.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This concludes our podcast for the August issue of Neurosurgical Focus. Please join us for the September issue, when the topic will be imaging of the peripheral nerve. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today.